Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
Cantonese survival phrases, lesson 33. Can I take your picture? In the last lesson, we talked about taking pictures. Today, we're going to talk a bit more about this. If you remember, last class we taught you how to say, Can you take my picture?
可唔可以帮我影张相?
Can you take my picture?
可唔可以帮我影张相?
But what happens if you meet someone really special? Maybe you want to take their photo. In Cantonese, this is
可唔可以帮你影张相?
Can I take your picture?
可唔可以帮你影张相?
The only sound that changes here is you.
你
我 becomes 你 Can I take your picture?
可唔可以帮你影张相?
This lesson, we're going to practice using 可唔可以 Let's say you want to take someone out for dinner. You can say
可唔可以请你食餐饭?
Can I take you for dinner?
可唔可以请你食餐饭?
Can I take you for dinner? This is very close to the sentence we learned in the beginning of our lesson today.
可唔可以帮你影张相?
Can I take your picture?
可唔可以 means can or cannot. 可唔可以请你食餐饭?
Can I buy you dinner?
请 means to treat. 可唔可以请你食餐饭?
We learned 你 in the last lesson.
你 means you.
你 you.In a casual speech, you might hear people say 你 That's okay too.
你
So let's go back to the sentence.
可唔可以请你食餐饭?
Can I buy you dinner?
食饭 means to have food.
食饭 to have food.
可唔可以请你食餐饭?
In the beginning of our lesson today, we learned, Can I take your picture?
可唔可以帮你影张相?
Notice how close these sentences are.
可唔可以帮你影张相? 可唔可以请你食餐饭? 可唔可以帮我影张相?
Do you remember the last sentence?
可唔可以帮我影张相?
Can you take my picture?Now let's practice with another useful phrase. Can I buy you a drink? To buy a drink is
飲杯嘢。
飲杯嘢。So to buy a drink for you is
請你飲杯嘢。
Can I buy a drink for you?
可唔可以請你飲杯嘢?
Let's hear again.
可唔可以请你饮杯嘢。
Can I buy a drink for you? Great. Now you know how to ask for permissions to take pictures or invite someone to dinner or out for drinks. And now it's time for our regular test. I'll give you the English and you give us the Cantonese. Can I take your picture?
可唔可以帮你影张相?
Can I buy you dinner?
可唔可以请你食餐饭?
Can I buy a drink for you?
可唔可以请你饮杯嘢?
Alright, that's about does it for today. Remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF. And if you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Bye bye!